Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's really, you know, I keep saying it, and I don't say it to hear myself speak. I say it because it's true. You know, it's the only way to get informed is to listen, pay attention, find out what's going on. That simple. All right. Let's get at it. There's so much to talk about, so much going on. I mean, Tucker Carlson had a great day today. I wish I could play some of the clips that are hilarious. I think, you know, this the way he did that was genius. If some of you didn't catch it, he what's it on? Blaze TV. He was on Blaze TV, and he got to interview, if you would, just ask a question, a conversation with candidates, five candidates total. I think it was Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis. Oh, I can never get this guy's name. Vivek Ramaswamy. And Mike Pence. Well, Pence was interesting. It took Tucker about 30 seconds to expose Tim Scott as a hawk. You know, really, I mean, take a listen here on Tim or Tucker speaking, talking with, interrogating, I don't care, whatever you want to call it. Tim Scott, listen up.
Well, so here's, I'm just interested because all measures are relative. So Russia's bad, Russia's a threat, Putin's evil, got it. But the total body count from Russia in the United States is right around zero. Like, I don't know anyone who's been killed by Russia. I know people personally who've been killed by Mexico. The government of Mexico allows fentanyl to be made in its country and to come over our border.
Yes.
And remittances from Mexico are a huge part of their economy. The Mexican government is party to the murder of hundreds of thousands of Americans. So why is Mexico less of a threat than Russia?
Well, two things. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Okay, but
frankly, here's...
No Americans killed by Russia. Yep. Hundreds of thousands killed by Mexico, but Mexico's our ally and Russia's our enemy. How does that work?
Well, I'm not going to pretend like the legislation I have sponsored and I would sign as President of the United States freezes the assets of the Mexican cartels, targets the Mexican cartels, and hopefully eliminates the flow of fentanyl. I do agree with you that 70,000 Americans losing their lives on an annual basis is an existential threat to America that we can solve. We don't have to choose the good news.
Would you be willing to say to the Mexican government, your economy runs on factories right over the border, car plants, for example, but many other manufacturing plants, and we're just going to slap tariffs on that and tank your economy, like tomorrow. Unless you stop allowing poison to come into our country. Like, why not do that?
I say, we use every tool available to stop fentanyl from coming across our border. No exceptions.
So this is definitely you listen to this conversation. I've been involved in politics for almost 20 years now, in one way, shape, manner, or form. And this is exactly the kind of non-answer answers that politicians give when they know they're caught. Now, I like Tim. Don't get me wrong. I like Tim Scott. I think he's a good guy. I think he really cares about what he's doing. But Tucker is right. And when Trump was as president, and Trump was on this thing with Mexico, look, I will tank your economy if you don't help us out. I will tank your economy if you don't stop the drugs from coming over. I will tank your economy. You know, when Trump said they would pay for it, you know, it's too bad he went the wrong direction with it. They weren't going to hand us a check, so to speak. They're going to pay for it with their economy. And that's the way it needs to be. You need to hurt them in the wallet. And right now, there's no incentive for them to stop anybody from coming over the border. Absolutely none. Anyway, and you know, again, everybody, you know, thinks that Tucker sticks up for Russia. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But the point here, and you know, you can pick, let me see. Country A, right, has never done A, B, C, and D, and they're our sworn enemy. And country B has done A, B, C, and D, and yet we give them favored status, and we help them out, and we give them money of all kinds. Ridiculous, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we got Sonya Schmidt's going to join me in a little bit. Got so much to talk about with her. Hopefully, I'll get some more excerpts on Tucker Carlson and some of the conversations he had today. Because the way we've done this here locally, and it wasn't my idea. I saw somebody else do it years ago. And we've done it here locally where you get these candidates at the table, although we did it like two at a time. Right? You get them there and you get them talking with each other and you get and they let their they do. They let their guard down naturally because now you're having a conversation with another person. It's not like somebody's drilling you with a question and then you have to give that canned response that you have all set and ready to go. I mean, this stuff can be all over the place. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Sonya Schmidt joins me in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We're back at it again. I always appreciate your time with me, but... The person I like more than you guys. Sonya Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. We always have some, a good time with the things we're doing. Now, last Friday, I stuck you with Dave Sussman.
That's right. But that was such a pleasure. I hadn't seen him in a long time.
Oh, yeah. People don't realize that a lot of us kind of grew up a little bit in this business together. We saw each other all over the place, all over the country. And as we got a little more seasoned, I don't know about you, but I don't travel as much. I don't like traveling, you know? And I went to Boston this weekend. Okay, I'm going to complain. I went to Boston. The trip out on JetBlue, all right, kudos to JetBlue. Got off on time, had everything I needed on the plane, no major issues or problems. When I came back on Delta... That's it. Never, ever, ever again. I was in the two back rows. I guess they call that the baby pen rows, where all the crying kids are. And they were millennial moms, millennial dads. Should I leave it at that?
Yeah, because we all know what you mean.
Yeah, oh, thank you. No, and it's so true. It's just amazing. But, you know, with that said, no decent food on the plane. That stuff, you know, those sandwiches were wrapped a week and a half ago, right?
You don't eat airplane. Remember when airplane food was pretty nice and you dressed up and you could smoke on the air.
when it gave you a real knife and fork? You mean back then?
Yes, yes.
You didn't have to worry about slit your throat or something?
Yes. You didn't have to wear slip-on shoes so you can take it off and take them off. It was airplane flight travel is just not fun anymore.
No. So you like to talk about family and how whack some members of your family are. And,
I don't like to. It's like therapy for me. I have to talk about it.
Well, I was with my family, okay? And all these came from immigrants, you know, true immigrants who came here. And what was interesting, though, I got to tell you, we were not all on the same page. Some of us are much more conservative than others. One of my cousins is a Barbara Streisand interpreter and impersonator. Okay?
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
All I could do to look at her and say, why are you impersonating a communist piece of scum? But I love my family. She didn't ask. I didn't say. But I was amazed even with some of the liberalism that was going on there. The real conservative viewpoint of immigrants, because they came from an immigrant family. They know what it took. They know the hard work it took for our people to get there. And we're just amazed at what was going on. Now, in the places we were, you know, 180 degrees opposite each other, we still left that table that night, you know, loving on each other, glad to see each other, couldn't wait to see each other again. And I was talking to one of my liberal cousins and said, this is the way it's supposed to be. I don't agree with you on about 80% of what you were talking about, but you're my blood, and I can't hate you. You know, we're not there anymore, though, are we? We have kids telling on their parents.
Goodness. I mentioned something to my daughter about the vaxes, and I told my daughter that I told my sister, and my daughter said, why did you tell her that? She'll be the first to turn us in if the government. And, you know, I never talked to my daughter about that. So how she knew and I knew, and because she was right. I know her, and she and her family will be the first to turn all of us in love, because we're family.
Yeah, right,
because
they want
to. But it's for the greater good, don't you know?
Can't
you know, my family would turn us in a heartbeat. Ain't no love leaving the table. We have to avoid conversations about politics at all. Otherwise, it will go very, very south.
No, this is all quite amazing. Again, it's family. And I think depending on how you were brought up, or maybe even where you came from, because, again, they're all immigrants. They see family above job, above government, above anything.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No, not no. And you use the word liberal. Are they liberals or leftists? Because I would have to classify my family as leftists, not liberals. Liberals are the class. Some people would say I'm a liberal, you know, in the classic sense of the
right.
No. My family is leftist.
I wouldn't say leftist. I think some of them are pretty hard liberal, but I would not say leftist. I mean, I would imagine, I know that the majority of them would never be for the transgender stuff that's going on in light of
the
information you see. As far as the sexual stuff being taught in schools, that's for family. You know, but I've met a lot of Democrats out here that have come up to me and said, hey, I appreciate what you're doing in the schools. I'm a lifelong Democrat, would never vote for Republican, not even you, but I appreciate what you're doing, and
right.
I think you're right, you know?
So there's some common sense ones. I don't know any at this point in my life. They've pretty much run from me. I've run from them, so I don't really have anyone to bounce those ideas off of, other than the unfortunate, you know, few times I have to deal with my family, which I have to do sometime this week.
I know. And it's again, like you say, it's crazy. But I went back there, and I was thinking to myself as I was driving around, going to different family members. There were, you know, we're talking Boston here, right? The USS right. Constitution, right? The Boston Massacre. The rebels who fought for everything that was right. Churches on every corner, right? I mean, seriously. And now I'm driving down the road, and I see gay pride flags hanging from churches. Mostly Episcopalian churches when I went looking and some Presbyterian. And you wouldn't see them in the Roman Catholic Church. And the Roman Catholic Church is on every corner. And then when you start driving down the street, just off the main drag, you saw the BLM signs everywhere, still today.
Wow.
Now, you get out in the more suburb areas, and what do you see? You see the American flag, the Gadsden flag, you see Trump 2024 flags, you know, people much more once they get out of that inner city. I want to imagine, Sonia, it's because they're so much more enlightened in the inner city.
I don't know if I told you, when I spent all those months in Georgia last year, in Atlanta, it was the same thing. In the hood, where we were staying, because we didn't have the finances to stay anywhere else, it was all Warnock, was that his name? And and Stacey Abrams signs everywhere in the poverty-stricken neighborhoods. Then when you drive to Buckhead and some of the other more affluent neighborhoods, you're right. You see the American flag. You see Trump flags. You see, I forget the guy, maybe Kent, who I believe was running against Warnock. And I think it's enlightenment that they are more educated. As David and I talked about last week, there was a poll, and it showed that if you got your news from CNN or MSNBC, you're just as good as not getting watching news at all, or because you're not getting the truth about it. You haven't heard of anything. So I think it's enlightenment. I think it's education. But I think it's also when you've earned money and you learned a little bit about what to do with it.
All right. You got to be quiet. I got to knock you off at this point in time. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. It was the power of the grand jury that led to the Gilgo Beach murders arrest. That's according to the Suffolk County District Attorney who led the investigation.
DA Ray Tierney says investigators first identified 59-year-old Massapequa Park resident Rex Huerman as a suspect in March of 2022, noting how a task force tied it all together.
They all did the same thing for a living. They all advertised the same way.
He says hair connected to the married father of two was discovered on the bodies of three of the four women. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
The Biden administration's forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is a result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. Under those plans, borrowers get their remaining debt canceled after they have made payments for at least 20 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We're back at it again. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. But if Sonya says something stupid, send it to her. Don't bother me with it. Anyway, Sonya joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate, you know, her time with me. But, yeah, we were making fun. You know, even the Bible talks about the smart people being confounded, you know, by the Word of God, by just the righteous stuff.
It's hard to understand everything, but if you've never made any money, and if you've been raised to believe you're a victim, or you're raised to believe that you're the oppressor, you're going to tend to vote for a government system who supports those views. And unfortunately, that's the Democratic Party. And then when you, like I said, when you get into the more affluent neighborhood, now that's not the same out here in California. You can go to affluent neighborhoods all day long.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you're gonna see Democrat signs, you know. Yeah. So we're just stupid out here, period, across the board. Doesn't matter how much money you've made.
Well, so what do they call them? They call them coastal Republicans, right? So you have a large group of Republicans, registered Republicans, that live along the coast of California. But they vote liberal, they act liberal, they, you know, get behind liberal causes. It's like, what are you doing? Just believe.
Well, it's the same thing I say all the time. Is people want to belong to a tribe. They want to belong. And if you're living on the East or West Coast and you have any different views from the liberal or the leftist ideology,
yep,
you're going to get shunned. You're going to get put out on an ice floe. And there you go. They'll just be waving at you like that and giving you the finger. Because you cannot have independent thought. It just You can't have it. And don't be black and have independent thought. Oh, my gosh.
Because you had to play the race card, didn't you? Right for that.
Well, but that's true. White liberals.
It is. It's very true. You're exactly right. Yeah.
They think there's a special place in hell for us. How dare we? How dare we think for ourselves after all they've done for us?
Well, so, you know, you set the great story about Filey, that Georgia Democrat switched parties because she said they crucified me. The black community actually abused her, according to her. And it was because she wouldn't get behind, you know, defunding the police. And she, I mean, I can't believe she said this openly, but she said, you know, the party has gotten away with using and abusing the black community for decades.
She went there.
Oh, yeah.
And just so your audience knows, she's a black female, and she lost miserably just because she told the truth. Now, here she wants school choice. So if that doesn't tell you about the Democratic Party, she doesn't want to defund the police. But if you're against school choice, you can't on one hand say that and on the other hand say you care about black people. So or giving opportunities to black kids. So,
Kids, black community, this isn't according to some right-wing whack study. These are actual numbers from the education department.
Uh-huh.
Black kids, Hispanic kids do so much better in charter schools when they have a choice to go to them in the inner city.
Right.
I'm saying, what do they say? The numbers don't lie. It's amazing. I don't believe for a minute they want to make sure that the black community is properly educated.
They don't. If anybody believes that at this point, I've got a bridge to sell for them. But she was so booted out of the party. Now, I read the comments in that article, too. And to be honest, there's a lot of conservatives that are wary because they're sick of rhinos. They're like, great, all we need is one more middle-of-the-road Republican to have to deal with. So they're leery of her. Democrats were like, let the door hit you.
You know what? Those people are ignorant, okay? And the reason is because you and I both know we've been at this long enough. Look at the Republicans here in California that don't vote in a Republican/conservative way. I would rather have a moderate Democrat or somebody just went from Democrat to Republican because they felt like the party left them, than somebody's lifelong Republicans who couldn't find a Republican platform to save their lives.
Yeah, that's true. I'd trade her for some of the ones that we have.
Yeah, so, no kidding, right?
Mm-hmm, we'll see how it all works out. I'm glad to have her. And she said that they cannot deal with a person having their own independent thoughts. And she said a mouthful. If people look at that, you know, they'll just call her a sellout and get rid of her. But too bad, because she said so much in her exit. She said so much that is true that people are just unwilling to admit and to say out loud. Like you said, she said it out loud. She said the quiet part out loud.
Oh, talked about it all. Like you said, you read the article. I mean, she talked about the schools. She talked about, you know, the voting, what they did, what they don't do for the black community. And that kind of thing. The funding of the police does not help the black community in any way, shape, manner, or form, right?
And when they asked the black community said, no, we don't want this to go. Do you think Democrats would listen to that?
No.
They want to form, you know, you have to look at the end game. My personal feeling is they want to nationalize the police department just like they want to nationalize everything else. So anything that gets in their way, they make wrong, and then they tell you that you're racist if you believe, you know, something different. So they didn't listen to the black community, who has high crime, so they need help. They need protection.
Well, she even says in her article that the Democrat Party was looking to take her out. She said, I'm tired of hearing certain folks of my party chant Black Lives Matter during election years, but are nowhere to be found any other time. That's a home run. That comment is a massive home run right there.
She told on them. That's what we used to say when we were kids. I'm going to tell on you. She told on them. Yeah, good for her.
Well,
good
hopefully we're not that stupid that we don't, you know, try to mentor and help and not make her feel like an outcast. It was funny, you know, I had the LAGOP, Los Angeles County Party Chair on last night, and I said, you know, I have some black friends that are conservative Republicans, and they all tell me the same thing. They gotta go hunt us down. We are not inviting. We don't let them know where we're at. We don't reach out to different groups. And, you know, he came back with, no, we're wide open. We don't chase people down. I said, no, why not? Why not dispel the lies, dispel the misinformation that people have about the Republican Party and let them know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there's a fine line between chasing them down and patronizing, because sometimes, you know, especially as a black person, if you fall all over yourself for us, you go, what's wrong with y'all? You don't want to, you know, people to make too much over the fact that you're just black, you know. But the thing about it is we're not going to cancel you. We're not. Once you're in, you're more than welcome, as opposed to the leftist party. I just don't know that you're that. They welcomed me as long as they thought that I believed what they believed.
Yep.
The minute I said I didn't, they didn't want to even have a discussion with me.
No, right? Not even, why do you believe that?
Exactly.
Gee, I'm sorry to hear you believe that. Why do you believe that?
Exactly.
You know?
When I wrote my book about global warming, my sister, who's a school teacher, accidentally found out about it and stopped speaking to me. I mean, thank goodness. That was a welcome gift. But I'm like, as a school teacher, you have no intellectual curiosity to ask me, well, what is it I found out? What is in that book? No.
You hit a home run right there. They don't have any intellectual curiosity.
Yeah.
They don't want to know why. Even if they've known you for years and they learned something about you, which one have ever looked at you and said, you know what? We've been friends for years. I never knew that about you. How did you come to that conclusion?
Right. And that, I thought to tell you, listen, when I was in Hollywood, the minute I came out, and I don't know that I was even a Republican at the time, but I was thinking differently. And they put me down.
As our friend Evan says, you were thinking. That was the problem.
I was thinking, and that was a crime. Now, a woman who I had known for several years, we've been really good friends, even though we were very different. This woman was a witch. She was a card-carrying
I could have so much fun with that, but I would get in so much trouble.
But I never put her down. I never canceled her. You know, I was a little misguided. But,
we got to go make some money. Just a little bit. Not a whole bunch.
Such I'm not a capitalist.
Greedy. Just want some. All right. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back. Seriously. We'll be right back. Me and Sonya will be right back. I don't know about you.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We're back at it again. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-BROKE-JOE. 855-732-5563. And the show would not be complete without the other half. Sonya Smith joins me as my co-host. Always a pleasure to have her with me on Friday evenings. And goes to show you what kind of lives we have. Friday.
Friday we're on the radio. Night.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing to do.
What's that
drinking
song?
Drinking coffee. He's talking on the radio.
It's Friday night, and I ain't got no money. I got no money because I just got paid.
Yeah.
I remember those days as a teenager.
You don't have to pay for saying that.
Yeah,
that
you got the. Like, you cash your check, you run down, make the car payment, and make the electric payment. And when you're all done, you got $2 left in your hand.
That shows you how old you are. You said go down and pay the bill.
Oh,
just so you know. You don't go anywhere to pay your bills anymore.
Oh, no. You had to drive to these places.
That's right.
Send them a check. You went to the corner store. You got money orders for
what? I got money orders.
Right?
Had to tear off the little slip.
Yep.
Fill it out.
Oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
It's all auto pay.
Yeah. Not the same, you know. I just had this conversation with somebody a couple of weeks ago about, for our non Christian friends, you know, some of us believe in tithing, and I said, you know, the Bible talks about bringing your offering to the temple, bring your tithe to the temple, and honor God with it. It doesn't say, you know. Text to this number and.
Oh, come
right?
on.
And I'm
Wake
going,
up, Joe. It's yeah. the sign of the times. Mine's
oh,
on auto.
Please. Pay. Come on. God wants to see you. He doesn't want to see a number.
No. You see the number at the end of the year. You get your little tax thing. And
oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. All right.
You mentioned, though, going down to do stuff. You know, your audience knows that I was a welfare mom at one point. And those were the days where you had to go to the welfare office and every once in a while and sit with somebody. And they had to see if you were looking for a job and how that was all going. And then you go to the market and you used your stamps where you weren't even allowed to tear off your own money.
Hand them the book, yeah.
Hand them the book. So, yes, times have changed.
Yeah, wow.
Tell you.
No, it has. It's made it easier, less. And I don't know how to say this without making it sound like I'm trying to shame somebody, because I'm not trying to shame anyone. People need help from time to time in their lives, and I get it.
Okay.
But it was something so you wouldn't easily be proud of in handing that book across.
That's right.
And now they give an EBT card, and everybody's got a plastic card. Nobody knows what it is.
It all looks the same. So, you know, we're talking about being paranoid when you're black. I just think, oh, God, I hope people don't think. I just want to pay for my groceries and cash because I don't want people to think my credit card, as hard as I work to get good credit, and I have really good credit. I don't want people thinking my credit card is an EBT card.
God. Hey, you know, talking about money, you know, you and I talk, you know the entertainment world. I don't know it very well. It might as well be a different planet for me, but anyway. You talk about Disney and the trouble that Disney has had and the money that it's lost over the last year or two. I guess they decided to extend Bob Iger's contract, even
yeah.
though they're losing money. So you're telling me they're willing to lose money over ideological stupidity?
I told you that a few weeks ago. Other than before this happened to Bud Light, I have never seen anybody fail for doing what they want their message to be. Their agenda, when I was in the writer's room and I would call to their attention that the route that the road they were going down is going to alienate a lot of people and people don't believe in what they're doing, their attitude was, well, those people need to smarten up. We're educating them. It's the whole elitist attitude
wow.
of they know much more than we do. So I'm not quite sure you renew a guy's contract if you were dissatisfied with the work he's done. And for the most part, they've had a very woke agenda under his rule. And even that movie that they mentioned, we talked about it. I think you and I talked about a couple weeks ago, that movie called Elemental, which I just saw the trailer of. That thing is full of rainbows, and the whole thing is, and I know it's about colors. It's about primary colors, I believe. But the whole thing is rainbows. Even when you go to the theater now, and your audience can tell me, they can attest to this. When you go to the movies, if you have to, all the commercials that lead up to the trailers and everything, there is not a masculine man in those to be found.
Oh, no.
You can't even, a lot of them are so non-binary, you can't even begin to figure it out.
Look at the Barbie thing. I mean, my God.
Well, what they got upset with that because they had a map, apparently, in one of the scenes, and it ticked Indonesia off. So, you know,
good.
Hollywood is pretty much bought and paid for by Chinese. So a lot of what they do, they have to run it past the CCP before they can get the movie even aired. But, yeah, they were ticked off. But, you know, as much as I couldn't care less about Barbie, didn't play with Barbie dolls. I love Margot Robbie, who's playing Barbie. So I bet it's actually might probably be pretty good. She's so entertaining.
I saw bits and pieces of it, and I just think it's some of these movies, cartoons, whatever, they're so influential to these kids, to these little kids, and they pick up, they're not stupid, they pick up little messages, and they do little things that make certain things seem like it's okay, that's normal. I just saw it in Barbie, I just saw it here, I just saw it there, and the kids become, you know, just cold to it, I guess, or numb to it. They don't really
Right. It's the same argument with violent video games. You become desensitized to it. And if you hear the message over and over and over again long enough, you start to think it's the truth.
It's true.
You know,
well,
and
that's
your parents
a biblical premise, right?
Yeah. I am sure that my kids, because I always have to watch the movie first before I let them watch it, because there was always going to be that talk afterwards. I'm sure my kids were like, God, I don't even want to go see a movie because it's going to have all this discussion behind it. But I tell you what, if you have not seen, or if your audience has not seen Sound of Freedom, I am guilty because I thought it wasn't going to be very good, because I thought it was going to be heavy-handed, poorly made, kind of in that bad Christian movie genre, even though they've done so much
we're
better.
Past the days of, what was it, the Switchblade and the Cross or something like that, with Eric Estrada. Did you know Eric Estrada was in that movie?
No.
Yes.
No. But I have to tell you, Sound of Freedom was so well made, it was so well acted, and so touching that there was not a dry eye in the house at the end of that movie. And there was a wonderful message by Jim Caviezel, the star of the movie, who encouraged you and urged you to buy your friend a ticket, get them out there, because this is a major issue of our time. Well, how did the left respond to that?
Oh, wait a minute. Not only is it a major issue, but apparently the U.S. is one of the biggest purchasers of child sex slaves.
That's right.
Boy,
that's
have we gone off the deep end.
So, yes. So that ought to tell you why God may be ticked off right now at us, and also why the left is saying that that movie is not real. There is a talk about gaslighting, and I always mention this on your show. That's the huge. If you don't understand how the left is gaslighting you, you don't have to look any farther than them telling you there's no such a thing, that it's a QAnon adjacent made up story, that there are no child. Come on now. I could see it if you said, oh, I didn't like the movie, it wasn't very good, it was too long, any of that. But not to just gaslight the whole premise that children trafficking is a made up problem.
I know. It's just amazing. No, and they went on with it too. They said that it's nothing more than a QAnon movie.
Right, a QAnon adjacent. What is a QAnon adjacent? What does that mean?
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like, okay, guys, great. What does it look like?
It's a real story.
Paint me a picture, because I'm not that smart.
No, but they also know that their audience isn't that smart. Yeah. And their whole, right, they're not informed. So when you come out and you say, this is a heavy-handed Christian, QAnon, all those buzzwords that they, you know, insurrectionist, all the other things that they have to throw in to turn the left against it, that's their goal. They don't want you to see that movie.
No, because it'll open. Look, this, I hate to keep doing this, but I'm going to bring it back to the Jim Crow laws, right? You don't want to educate your enemy. You don't want to educate people you're afraid of. And they're afraid when these people start seeing truly, really what's going on and how high it goes. Joey B doesn't even hide it anymore. He's fondling these little kids right there in front of the cameras.
In front of your face. They're hiding in plain sight.
Go have some of that tea or whatever it was you were going
to...
Your mushroom coffee or tea?
Coffee. Well, I'm sorry. Mushroom coffee.
Yeah, don't even send samples over. Anyway, we'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe and Sonia right after the break. Heat up your real coffee. If you have mushroom coffee, there's this little hole in the middle of the sink, and that's probably where it belongs.
No.
Back in a little while. Don't go far. Always, always a pleasure to have her. Joe and Sonia, your host. God, I was in the middle of swallowing something. Joe's here, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.